4 scare stories designed to literally put you off your food. Suddenly, perfectly ordinary foods are set to give you cancer. Why? And who stands to gain? By Kit Knightley. Read by Sam May. Exclusively published at Off Guardian on June 14, 2022. We've been covering the emerging food crisis for months now, detailing how the economy was deliberately sabotaged to drive up the cost of living, especially food, via lockdowns and sanctions. But propaganda wars are like regular wars. They have theatres, fronts, and overt for covert campaigns. Yes, the big noise on food is that we need to change to quote-unquote save the planet. But there's more going on in smaller spheres. A constant drip feed of stories, articles, and studies designed to undermine public faith in the food we eat. Here are 4 examples, all from just the last 10 days. Subheading 1. Beef causes cancer. On June the 3rd, Medical Express reported on a new study which, allegedly, and we'll be using the word allegedly a lot, found red meat increased cancer risk in certain people. The quote-unquote study, carried out at Boston University School of Medicine and originally published in the Journal of Nutrition, claims to have found that quote-unquote unprocessed red meat increased the risk of colorectal cancer, CRC, in black women. Quote, unprocessed red meat intake was associated with an increased CRC risk in the present study. The first positive evidence that red meat plays a role in the etiology of CRC in black women. End quote. Subheading 2. So does fish. Then, on the 9th of June, Sky News reported another study which found eating fish on a regular basis also increases your risk, this time of skin cancer. This quote-unquote study, done out of Brown University and published in the journal Cancer's Causes and Control, alleges those who eat over 40 grams of fish per day had a 22% increased risk of skin cancer. Quote, we found that higher total fish intake, tuna intake, and non-fried fish intake were positively associated with risk of both malignant melanoma and melanoma in situ. Future studies are needed to investigate the potential biological mechanisms underlying these associations. End quote. Subheading 3. Even more cancer, this time from dairy. A third study, again in Medical Express, and this time from June the 9th, found an increased risk of prostate cancer in men who drank a lot of milk. The quote-unquote study, done at Loma Linda University Health and published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, concludes, quote, men with higher intake of dairy foods but not non-dairy calcium had a higher risk of prostate cancer compared to men having lower intakes. Associations were non-linear, suggesting greatest increases in risk in relatively low doses. End quote. This parallels a study from last year, done by the same researchers, which found drinking milk increased the risk of breast cancer. Subheading 4. Oh, and keeping your own chickens gives you food poisoning. Not a study this time, and actually not just about food either. But on June the 10th, CBS News reported that the US CDC was launching a quote-unquote probe into an increase in food poisoning cases, allegedly linked to people keeping their own chickens. Quote, federal health officials are probing several multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections linked to backyard poultry, saying more than 200 Americans have been stricken so far this year. Already in vogue in parts of the US, the earthy hobby of raising backyard flocks grew even more popular during the pandemic, as Americans stuck at home set up coops with an eye on fresh eggs and animal companionship. But such efforts at small-time farming can come at a cost. End quote. Of course, this is coming straight off the back of a quote-unquote bird flu outbreak, which has seen tens of millions of poultry culled and the price of eggs and chickens skyrocket. Interestingly, organic and free-range chickens are already said to be the most impacted by bird flu, leading some to ask if bird flu could spell, quote, the end of free-range chicken, end quote. No free-range chickens. No keeping your own chickens. Seems like sometime soon, the only way to get chicken and eggs will be through big food corporate giants. Subheading, the solution. According to The Science TM, all natural food humans and most other animals have been eating for thousands upon thousands of generations is somehow suddenly contriving to give us all cancer. Personally, I'm freaking out. But don't worry, because there's a few ready-made solutions to this problem. If you want to save yourself from all that nasty chicken, eggs, and milk, try, quote, alternative forms of protein, end quote. That's media speak for eating insects. The push on that front started years ago with articles like this one from March 2021. Quote, if we want to save the planet, the future of food is insects, end quote. The link is available in the article. There was a lot of pushback, with eat the bugs becoming an ironic slogan for those resisting the new normal. That reaction effectively bullied the let's eat insects stories out of the news for a while, but now they're back. On May the 22nd, Forbes reported yet a new quote-unquote study which apparently found, quote, eating insects could cut your environmental impact by more than 80%, end quote. On May the 28th, The Sun claimed that eating insects, among other things, could, quote, solve food shortages, end quote. On June the 6th, the BBC's kid-focused news round prompted children to ask the rather leading questions, quote, eating insects, should we be eating more? Why are they so good? End quote. And on June the 11th, the Toronto Star simply asked, quote, why aren't we all eating insects yet? End quote. So, yes, there's a renewed energy behind the pro-bug-eating media, but the big move being touted is undoubtedly the pivot to lab-grown meat and dairy. The propaganda is flowing thick and fast on that. In late May, science magazine Freethink reported a new company called Formo is researching lab-grown dairy products. Quote, real cheese without the cow, end quote. While TechCrunch was talking up Yo Eggs plant-based egg substitutes. The link is available in the article. On the 6th of June, Forbes reported that, quote, cell-cultured seafood isn't just an idea, it's a reality, end quote. Just 3 days ago, it was announced the Israeli company Remilk was approved to begin selling its, quote, precision-fermented cowless dairy products, unquote, across the US. So, while the news cycle floods with stories that beef and fish and milk are causing cancer or food poisoning, the mainstream media is packed with stories on the benefits of cultured proteins. Medical journals are publishing articles like this one, suggesting lab-grown meat is quote-unquote healthier than natural meat. The link is available in the article. A Schmidt Foundation-sponsored article in The Guardian on June the 4th tells us that lab-grown meat could save the planet if people can be, quote, convinced to make rational food choices, end quote. On June the 6th, CNN headlined, quote, how lab-grown meat could help the planet and our health, end quote, and goes on to suggest fake meat would prevent, quote, future pandemics, unquote, by removing the risk of zoonotic viral transmission. The messaging could not be clearer. Subheading, cui bono. So, let's say over the next year or so, more and more natural meat, fish and dairy products are replaced on the market by lab-grown or vegetable-based alternatives. Who stands to benefit? The answer to that is unfortunately predictable. It's the same people that always benefit. The problems are manifold, the reactions diverse, but the solution is always pretty much the same: giving the elite more money and more power. Bill Gates has heavily invested in lab-grown meat companies, as well as companies that make vegetable-based quote-unquote eggs. Jeff Bezos has been doing likewise. It's interesting to note that, just yesterday, the CEO of one of the biggest poultry suppliers in the world has called on the EU to allow the sale of cultured meat. Why? Because, just as big oil companies have responded to climate change hysteria by heavily investing in renewables, corporate meat producers are busily buying up alternative meat companies. As market forces and climate-friendly policies come into play, governments will institute measures such as the proposed meat taxes, making it cheaper to buy fake meat than real meat. In the end, the same people benefit no matter where you get your electricity. And as the war on food continues, the same people will benefit whether you get real meat, lab-grown meat, or alternative forms of protein. The people most hurt by this will be family farms, small local companies, and any producers of organic and ethically sourced meat and dairy, many of whom will be driven out of business. Meanwhile, the public will be left with a quote-unquote choice between extortionately expensive mass-produced actual meat clogged with hormones and antibiotics or fake lab-grown meat made of God knows what. And since the same corporate giants will be making both options, you'll line the same pockets either way. Bon appetit.